Well, good evening, everyone. I don't know how good my voice will be. I made it a matter of prayer of what I might bring forth tonight. I probably will have very few words. Seen the Lord place some scriptures on my mind to read. And I kept praying about it, but so I would ask for an interest in your prayers that I may do what the Lord would have me to do. I do want to thank you for your prayers during this time I had the knee surgery and rehabbing it, and for your cards. They're appreciated. I'm going to try doing this standing up. I got a stool in case, so. Anyway, I'm going to start in 1 Peter. In 5th chapter. Starting with the first verse. The elders which are among you I exhort, who am also an elder, and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that shall be revealed. Feed the flock of God, which is among you, taking the oversight thereof, not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. I know that was my desire to bring forth these words. I pray that the Lord has given me, as it says there, to feed the flock of God which is among you, taking the oversight thereof not by constraint, but willingly, not for filthy lucre, but of a ready mind. And I know that is my desire to serve you. Bring forth, I pray, that which the Lord has for us tonight. As I know it is my brother's desire when they stand up here, they want to bring forth those words that the Lord has for us that we are in need of at this time. And it says there, not by constraint, but willingly. And I know it is our desire to serve the Lord in doing this and to serve each one of you. And doing this as we come up here. If we want to do that, which would be right before the Lord, and that would be of help to each one of us. Neither as being lords over God's heritage, but being examples to the flock. And I kind of look at myself and wonder if I've been a good example. If I've been a good example to those I'm around here, to my brothers and sisters, to my family, have I been a good example? I've tried to be. I know I've tried to be at most of our services, which I believe is what the Lord wants us to be. I know I remember Brother Bob Hedrick said last week, that his mother brought him to all the services. He knew he had to go. And I didn't have that opportunity when I was growing up. But I did try and do that. With our family, once we got down here, we did try and we did do it on all the Sundays. Wednesday nights were a little harder. I drove trucks, so a lot of times I always didn't get off at the same time, but I tried to do that. And I think it's been a blessing to us, the fellowship one with another and the opportunity of being with those that have that same faith and love for the Lord. And I had a kind of a blessing about a week and a half ago. I was at one of the stores and I was looking at the produce part in Esmeralda. I seen her there. And And the kids were over on the other side, and I happened to look over there a little ways away from me, and one of them come up and give me a hug. And then one of them said, "Yeah, we go to church with you." So it was kind of a blessing to feel that love from them. I'd like to continue in 1 Peter, going to the 4th verse. "And when the chief shepherd shall appear, ye shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away." And I know that is our desire, to be with our Heavenly Father. "Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you, be subject one to another. Be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble." And I know that's good for us, that we all of you be subject one to another, that we are help one another, pray for one another. 6th verse, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in good time, in due time." And I know that's where the Lord wants us to be, those humble followers of his. "Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you." And we know the love that the Lord has for us. "For he cares for you," and I like to just go into read a familiar scripture in John, 3 John, the 5th chapter, 3 John, the 16th verse. "And as, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." And I think that shows that love that our Heavenly Father has for us. He sent his Son into the world, sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And I know that's where each one of us want to be, is with our Heavenly Father. "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world." I know as we look around us in the world today, we can see that Satan is at work. We know it's his desire to draw people away from the Lord, to draw people away from his church. But we know it is our desire to draw ourselves closer unto him, to be doing the things that would be right and pleasing in his sight, that which would keep us closer, draw us closer to him. Going to the 10th verse. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthen, settle you." And a lot of times I look at myself and think that I can't be perfect. Can I do those things that would make me perfect? But we know this is where the Lord wants us, to be perfect before him. And I thought of a couple of scriptures, how the Book of Mormon and this is Lehi. First one is on page 23, just a couple verses. First book of Nephi, second chapter. I think I'll maybe start with a 96th verse. This is when they were getting plates to make, I'll read it here. Nevertheless, I have received a commandment of the Lord. Start 96th verse. Nevertheless, I have received a commandment of the Lord that I should make these plates for the special purpose that they should be an account engraven upon the engraven of the ministry of my people. Upon the other plates should be engraven an account of the reign of the kings and the wars and contentions of my people. Wherefore, these plates are for the more part of the ministry, and other plates are for the more part of the reign of kings and the wars and contentions of my people. Wherefore, the Lord has commanded me to make these plates for a wise purpose in him, which purpose I know not, but the Lord knoweth all things from the beginning. Wherefore, he prepareth a way to accomplish all his words among the children of men. For behold, he has all power unto the fulfilling of his word. Going back to that first part of that verse. Wherefore, he prepareth a way to accomplish all his works among the children of men. And also over in page 7 in the book of 1 Nephi, first chapter. And I'd like to read a few verses. And this is when Lehi was having his sons go back and get the records from Laban. I think I'll start with the 60th verse. And it came to pass that he spake unto me, saying, Behold, I have dreamed a dream in the which the Lord has commanded me that thou and thy brethren shall return to Jerusalem. For behold, Laban has a record of the Jews, and also genealogy of thy forefathers. And they are engraven upon the plates of brass. Wherefore, the Lord has commanded me that thou and thy brethren should go into the house of Laban and seat the records, and bring them down hither into the wilderness. And now behold thy brothers murmur, saying, It is a hard thing. He's talking to Nephi here. It's a hard thing which I have required of them. But behold, I am not required it of them. But it is a commandment of the Lord. Therefore go, my son, and thou shalt be favored of the Lord, because thou hast not murmured. And it came to pass that I, Nephi, said unto my father, I will go and do the things which the Lord has commanded me, for I know that the Lord giveth no commandments unto the children of men, save he shall prepare a way for them that they may accomplish the thing which he commandeth them. I just wanted to kind of read that, because telling us that the Lord will not give us a commandment to follow if he does not prepare a way for us to do it, or if it is something that we can't do. But he will be with us. And I looked at that when I was thinking about being perfect, and he would command us to be perfect unless it was possible for us to do that. And I know I believe that is each one of our desires is, again, to be doing the will of our Heavenly Father. I was going to go back and read 8th and 9th verse. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And I know that is our desire, to strengthen our faith, our trust in the Lord during this time. And I wanted to read a few scriptures here, going over to 2 Timothy, first, third chapter. Third chapter. Start with the first verse. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. I think that we can see these things going on around us in the world today. I want to go over to the last part of this chapter on what we need to be doing. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation, through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It's profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Again, there the Lord is wanting us to work for that perfection into our lives, that we are following the scriptures, his commandments, that which he has given to us to help us during this time. And we know that he has given them to us, and it's up to us to be following them. I'd also like to go over into 1 Thessalonians, and read some out of there, starting with 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter, starting with the first verse. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need I write unto you, for yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travel upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. And we know the day and the time that we are living in. Know it's close to the time that the Lord will return. We don't know the exact time, but we know we're living close to that time. And we know that the Lord has given us this time as a time to prepare ourselves to meet him, prepare ourselves in doing his work, following the scriptures and commandments he's given to us to draw us closer to him. Again, he's given them to us. It's up to us to be doing them, to preparing ourselves to meet him. The fifth verse, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. And I think, I know I've read this before, but go to Book of Mormon. I think it's on page 651, 3rd Nephi. Third Nephi, 8th chapter. And I'll start with the 47th verse. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people, who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set the example for you. And we know the Lord is that light. And he has set the example for us. He has did the will of his heavenly Father. He's followed the commandments his heavenly Father has given him. As I know it is our desire to be following the commandments the Lord has given to us. Going to the 7th verse. Maybe I'll go back to the 6th verse. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Again, when I read that, let us watch and be sober. Again, we need to be prepared in this time. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. And I know that's where each one of our hopes are, is that salvation with our Heavenly Father, to be with him in his kingdom. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. That I know that is the desire of our Heavenly Father, is that salvation before him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as ye also do. Again, help one another, pray for one another, and as I said earlier, this time to be prepared for things that are going on around us in the world. Prepared for that time that we will meet the Lord. And to esteem. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, to esteem them very highly in love for the word's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. And I know, again, that's where the Lord wants us to be. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak. Be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Where rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Know that we need to let his Spirit work in us and are following his leadings, and again continue to follow the scriptures and commandments that he has given unto us. I'm going to have to take a minute. I think I have to give up here for my standing. might not be able to read it real well, but I'd like to turn over into Colossians. First Colossians now. And this is Paul here. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timotheus, our brother. And I like that first verse. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God. We know this is something that we can't take upon ourselves. That call must come from our Heavenly Father, must come from God. Come from the Lord. To the saints, second verse, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, which are at Colossae, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I know this is where we want to be before the Lord. We want to be those saints and faithful brethren in Christ. Again, I know I'm repeating myself a lot, but following his commandments, his scriptures that he has given unto us, knowing what we will be in need of. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which ye have to all the saints. And I know that we have, as Paul is praying here for those there, we have that opportunity to pray for one another. Pray for one another. And I know that I have been blessed by the prayers of brothers and sisters, and thankful for it, and thankful for the opportunity to pray for brothers and sisters. Going back to that fourth verse, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and love which you have for the saints, for the hope which is laid up for you in heaven. Wherefore ye heard before in the word the truth of the gospel, which is come unto you as it is in all the world, and bringeth forth fruit as it does in you since the day ye heard of it, and knew the grace of God in truth, as ye also learned of Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is for you a faithful minister of Christ, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And we know that we have felt that love. We know we have felt that Spirit from the Lord. Going to the ninth verse. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. And I know this is something that I pray for, that spiritual wisdom, spiritual understanding, the spiritual discernment of the things that are happening around us, of what the Lord would have me to be doing during this time. That I will have an understanding of these things and an understanding of his guidance and of his leadings of what we are to do. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. And again, I know that's where we want to be, doing those things that are pleasing before our Heavenly Father, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And I know we need to give our thanks and our praise to our Heavenly Father for this. As it says here, which had made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And we know that light is Christ, who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. Again, where we want to be with the Lord. May the 19th verse. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked words, yet now has he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And where the Lord wants us, in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. And the 23rd verse tells us what we need to do. If ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. And I know, again, I'm going to read that again, this is where we want to be. If we continue in the faith, and I know that's where we want to continue, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. I know that is where we want to be. I pray that I may have brought a few scriptures out tonight that will be of help to us the day and the time that we are living in. I'd like to close a reading two more scriptures. First one's in 3 Colossians, starting with the first verse, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things in the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Again, where we want to be. Going to the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And again, we know that all praise and glory go to our Heavenly Father. And also in Psalms, the 119th Psalm. Starting with the first verse. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Kind of gives us direction of what to do. Blessed are they that keep his commandment, his testimonies, and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes, or forsake me not utterly. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in all the ways of thy testimonies, as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Thank you.